Hey guys, this is Replay Lust, and I think it's time for a quick update. First of all, massive thank you to all of the new patrons who joined. I rebranded, so and I had 2 weeks of inactivity on GWA, but y'all still arrived. I have no idea how that happened, but thank you so much. Thank you so much for enjoying my content, and thank you so much for deciding to support it. I really appreciate it. And hopefully I can provide more in the next coming weeks because I'm really excited. If you've been on Discord, you'd see little bits of good news coming out. But if in case you aren't, starting next week, I'll have more time to dedicate to actual, to creating more content. Thanks to the fact that number one, I'm leaving my company. I have it's really high time. I wanted to quit before, but things happened. I had to come back. And to explain why that was the case, it's a really deep and complicated relationship with my company and my CEO. The two of us have well, she has a lot of respect for my work, but being me as the as the one underneath her, sometimes I have some issues with how she runs things. But really, we have a very deep, complicated relationship at the office in the sense that, my work is essential to the company, but at the same time, she cannot, she cannot or she doesn't have the capacity to really run and understand my side or like my department. And so there's like this pseudo, but at the same time, I can't fit under any other, head. So like I'm basically like the head of this department, officially, unofficially. It's a little complicated, but because she doesn't know how to run my side of things, I mean, she trusts me to run it well, but sometimes there's a lack of resource and support sometimes. And, it's really frustrated me for the longest time. And like with me diving into, getting into my studies, getting into this business school in France, I absolutely have to make space for myself, for my career, because I know that after what I have already attained, there is no more room for growth for me. And the only room for growth that I do have is by taking up a master's degree in France, especially since I do plan to live in France anyways. So, which is the reason why I quit before. If you've been here last year, you know that I quit before, but I couldn't quit fully. I had to guide people. That person who we got did not turn out to be very stable, and so I had to take back the reins. And it's just really a complex thing. But now ties will be fully severed. In terms of my responsibilities, but I now become a consultant for the new head. I will no longer be called head of the company, unlike before, where, even as I work part-time, I was still considered a head of that department. Now someone else is going to step in, and I'm going to step back and be like the person they talk to understand things on a weekly basis. So obviously there's a lot more time, and but I'm not going to be not doing anything with my time. Half of my time will be for my own self-development. So the course that I'm taking is not easy for my capacity. I'm very good at communicating. I'm very good at soft skills. I'm good. I'm good at marketing and sales and these things. But what I am not good at is data, and I think it's the one blind spot that I have. as a when I look at my qualifications, it's the one blind spot that I have. I've always been against math. But at the same time, I love data. I love trying to read it, but I don't have a firm grasp of it. And so that's statistics is one thing that I'm learning, as well as programming, because apparently it is needed, for that course that I'm taking. So, it's really just filling up the gaps for me, this master's degree. So in the hopes that I can make a full career out of this. And I could all hopefully also apply this to, what I do here. Not really to a very, not really to a very detailed, not really, hang on, let me put my words together straight. Not really like applying all that I learned in master's degree to build this, but really just to make things run easier for me. And I, as I said before, I've had friends on the server like literally ask me, why aren't you pushing your Patreon more, or why aren't you doing, why aren't you working on, like, this is your job, like, you know how to market and you know how to do sales and whatnot. And I honestly, sometimes I will, do a little bit of a push, but honestly, I still want to remain seeing this as a little side thing, and not, I don't want this to completely take over my entire life. Not life, but I don't want it to take over my entire lifestyle, because it's, we've seen this, how this all, this could all work out. And honestly, I don't want to make myself, at the forefront of everything. When it comes to doing what I do best, well, when it comes to working, I want to build something, but not, not be the center of the thing. You know what I mean? Because it limits you to do other things you want to do. So I'd rather be, I'd rather not put my full effort into marketing myself. Maybe just enough so that people will know where to find me if they want to support me. But not like excessively pushing and all of this. Just know that it's there, and if you want to support me, cool. And I will continue doing more stuff so that you would want to stay, and you will want to, you will want to hang out. That's I rambled a lot on that part. I don't know how to transition to the next part. So part of it, yeah, so I, as I mentioned, half of my day or half of my time will be dedicated to self-development, studying, preparing for this master's degree. The other half will be dedicated to improving my content. As I got into Twitch, and I'm getting into other things, well, not other things, but like, and I'm creating more, once a week on YouTube, twice a week on Reddit, twice a week on Patreon. And I'd like to, I think this is a good setup already, but also doing twice a week on Twitch. I think it's a good set. It's a good setup already. It's just that I do want to take a little bit more time and care into improving, generally overall how people are on my Discord, like how people, spend time on my Discord, how people watch my live streams on Twitch, how I'd interact, how I create my audios, etc. All of these little quality of life improvements for a listener or someone who would love to support Replay Love, Replay Lust, etc. But if you do have, if you have any suggestions on how I can improve, your experience with me, with the things that I have, I'd love to hear it, honestly. I know it's not going to be a universal experience for everyone. I'm very aware that I have a small chunk of people who are very active and another chunk of people who are just there, who just wants to experience things and not really fully delve deep into what I've got. And that's totally fine. I appreciate any and all types of support in any and all types of capacities. But as I said, I just want to focus on improving things. So that's basically it. And another good news is that I have basically scheduled in advance for the next 2 weeks all of my audios and content, and I plan that to be my thing. I don't want to schedule everything like a month in advance. I want to have this 2 weeks space because I want to be able to be flexible and change things when needed, especially since the day of me moving to France is becoming quite near, which is also making me quite excited because, you know, not only do I get to be a step closer to my life goal, but I also get to be a step closer to my content goals, which is really finding that environment to record. Not that, you know, my space is already a bad environment. You know, for those of you who might know, I invested heavily in the studio that I've been using, but you know, the architecture and the space in France, in you know, in my partner's apartment, is good and is better than what I have now, and that will give me more, you know, that will give me more time to record. And you know, I'm so looking forward to this because I have been planning not just to, you know, do my usual improvs, to improv my own content, but also to do script fills of other writers. Yeah, I do want to build a relationship with writers too. I already have a relationship with some, but I want to keep working on that more. Even though I have a massive backlog of audios, you know, there's still a lot of worth into checking out other scripts, because when I think about how I've improved in the past, you know, in the past audios back then, the big leaps of, you know, of change for my audios are heavily influenced by script writers and the scripts that I performed. My blowjob game would not improve if it not for I forgot what audio that was. I think it was the Near Automata script from Floss Legere. My dirty talking, my filthiness, I guess, would not have improved if it not for this one script from Man With No Shame. Is it Man With No Shame? I'm not actually not very sure, but it's the filthy fucking cock slut script of his. I don't know if it's meant, I will vehemently apologize if I named the wrong person for this, but I'm pretty sure it's him, or it could be someone else. I am so sorry. Was it? No. Yes, I did name the wrong guy. It's Gentleman Switch, I believe. Gentleman Switch or Switch Gentleman. Oh my god, sorry. It's been like 2 years since I recorded that audio. You know, so many of my stuff has been influenced by scriptwriters. And if I'm being honest, the most help that I need right now is figuring out safer work audios. And I know that Pillow Talk Audio would be a great source for this. But I'm not very sure how open they are to me posting audios on YouTube. I know some script writers who are willing to help me out with this, so at least in that front they're covered, but I want more variety in the audios that I create, and so a variety of script writers would also be very helpful. So if you do know anyone, or if you'd like to help me, consider this an open call as well. Feel free to message me for any safer work scripts. I would be happy to check it out, and I will definitely credit you. In fact, for one of my audios that will come out on YouTube in the next 2 to 3 weeks, the scriptwriter's name is immediately on the video itself. It's not, you know, it's not hidden. It's not in like the corner. It's smack dab in the middle. And I've talked to the scriptwriter as well, and she's very happy to offer, to offer her assistance and to offer her scripts for my safer work adventures on YouTube. So I think with that, right, a lot of the things that are going to happen on YouTube is mostly experimental. I mean, you've seen the stuff that I posted recently, experiments and stuff. I have no idea what's going to work, what's not going to work. I know that Castlevania audio was doing well. I know that some GFE audios are doing well, but I need to try a lot more to really find what works best, what people enjoy, and hopefully we find it soon. So yeah, I guess really that's about it for my updates. Some new changes in case, just informing you, some new changes if you are not, if you're not familiar yet with some of the newer stuff. As you know, we've changed the playlist category on Discord. We have replay times, which shows audios, YouTube, and Twitch content in separate chats. And the schedules, are posted there as well. We are changing the tagging system. I don't want to tag everyone with every post. I don't think that is something that really matters to a lot, even though we are at 600 Discord members, 600 plus Discord members. I still maintain, or I still feel like, they're there to witness how I go, or just to get a heads up from time to time, to it's a space to get to know me a bit better. And I feel like if they really, if they really cared, they would request to be notified properly. It also gives me an idea as to who are the ones who really engage with my content and who are the ones who are just casual listeners. So, we changed the notification system. There's three different types of notifications. One for NSFW, one for Safer Work Audios, one for Twitch streams, and another for whenever I'm on VC. And from what I'm seeing so far, I mean, I got it right. Newcomers are definitely using the notification system. I don't think a lot will use that as well. The older ones, it's fine. So basically, yeah, that's the gist of the playlist. What else? Don't think there's a lot more changes. The schedules are the most important things to note, to take note of. And oh yes, I forgot. I am quite serious about being at the very least a Twitch affiliate. But I have no idea how to better improve the Twitch stuff, so I know I'm going to be dedicated a bit more time. I'm going to be dedicating a bit more time to understanding Twitch, understanding the extensions, the tools available, so that I know, again, how to provide a better experience for a better and more engaging experience for our listeners. And one reason why I do like going on Twitch, not necessarily for monetization purposes, but mostly because I see that there is a different type of engagement on Twitch, one where I also feel safe about that engagement. If you notice, I don't always go on VC because I guess I'm still a little bit anxious about talking to a lot of people on voice. I know there are ways to like change that, but again, I just want to, I guess like Twitch makes for a nice in between, because the focus is on the game and the focus is on how I perform, and not, and it's safer work setup, and it's not, a situation where we can get really freaky. And not that I have anything wrong with getting freaky on VC or like talking adult stuff on VC, but I'm not ready for that yet, and I'd rather wait until I am ready. And if there is, a real interest for it, I think it definitely also opens the opportunity for more unseemly lurkers and listeners to come in and just hijack the entire mood. So Twitch is a nice middle ground for me, and it's a nice way for me to really enjoy something that I love, which is playing video games, and also a good chance for other more shy people or people who don't really know how to insert themselves onto the lounge of my server. It gives them that space, it gives them that it gives them that opportunity to interact without fully committing and without, without having to understand some inside jokes. And it also makes me feel safe because I can control the conversation. It's a more controlled environment. It's just a matter of me understanding how else people can get into my stuff, how people can enjoy, how everyone could just have a really good time. So yeah, I guess that's it. That's really it for me. Thank you guys so much for your support. Sorry if I sound a little mellow. I just had to go through a lot of checkups, really. I had to go through a slew of testing. No, I'm not sick, but my mom and the family doctor thought it would be a good idea to go through a bout of tests before I move to France, so that if there's any, pre-existing conditions or anything that I have to watch out for, I would know in advance. And if there's any need for me to go to the hospital in France, the doctors there would have a better understanding of my medical background, or my health background, or whatever it is that they use for it. So I've only slept like 4 hours, and after this, I'm gonna get back into working on my company department's future, how things will work, and I will be also preparing more papers for the embassy. And hopefully, by the time I give you another update, we're one step closer to having even more amazing stuff. So with that, thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having a good day. And if not, I hope my audios help you have a good day or have at least a better time. And I will talk to you guys again soon. Much love, Lest. Mwah.